This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And having tomorrow rained out, from a pitching standpoint and a strategy standpoint, is the worst case scenario for the New York Mets.
Yeah.
It is what it is. That's why when Sean breaks that glass or Lugie breaks that glass,
do we know what the
I want them to tell me the game was rained out.
You know, not for nothing. All I've seen is every Met beat reporter tweet about when the buses were going to leave. The moment 2:30 happened, it's been an hour. Can anybody over there update a thing?
Yeah.
Can I criticize you for a second?
Sure.
Why don't you call one of the beat writers? Just ask them. You got their numbers?
I'd have to have their numbers.
You have Tim Healy's number. Give him a call. You have Mike Puma's number. Give him a call.
Would you like to see my phone? Because I don't have any of their numbers.
Hey, come on. You're on W. You work at WFN. Get one of their numbers and call them up. I got Gelbs' number.
Sure. Then you can.
I was just ripping
numbers.
Steve Gelbs the other night. I feel weird texting him. Can you call him? I love Steve. I was criticizing what he said, not him as a person. He's a great guy. Yeah. Reach out to one of them. Do your job. What are we doing around here? What happened to this place?
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me a look like I'm wrong.
I'm trying so hard not to eye roll you. When it becomes my job to call guests, I absolutely will. Just give me the number.
Call one of the beat writers and ask
him. He's saying he's going to call. He just needs the number.
I have no problem calling somebody.
You have no number of... Lugie,
I am not a producer on WFAN. I don't have the numbers.
Lugie's an executive producer. I am confident he's got the number of a Met beat reporter.
I have all their numbers.
So then give it to Sean.
To be fair, Sean spent most of his career here at the National Network where he was, you know, doing NFL 12 months out of the year. So
okay,
so
you give Sean a beat reporter's number right now.
You want to get Maurice Jones-Drew?
It was college, in college basketball, and every other sport that you all never cared about.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
And we still don't. Can you give
Sean... You want Saban? You want Nick Saban on?
No. Can you... Lugie,
Yes, I can.
Sean a beat reporter's number right now.
I will.
Call him right now. No, right now. I want to watch you do it so we can all know. You're upset about the bus thing. So am I. Let's find out.
I'm going to give you Mike Pumas because he was the one that was tweeting about it the most. Let me give you Mike.
And when we call him, we want to hear it on the radio. Not the Puma end of things because that's not allowed. But we want your mic on so we can hear how you converse with him.
You have to tell Mike, though, that you're
on
the radio.
We don't have to put Mike Puma on. We're going to hear your end of the phone conversation where you're like, hi, Mike. Hey, what's up? It's Sean Morash, WFM.
Enough.
I want you to do this.
I had to do this for 2.5 years.
Just give him. Have you given him the number yet?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Why are they so slow?
There you go.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
No,
oh,
you're
the
faking.
The buses haven't left yet.
No, you're faking it. You're faking
I can't hear you. I'm brushing my teeth.
John, we're trying to provide information to the audience. Pick up the phone. Dial
I'm waiting for the number. Did enough. You, stop haggling me.
Did you send them the number yet,
Did Lugie? You order that pizza yet that I
got? God, you're like an insistent, like my kid is going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. We get it. We'll go on Saturday. Enough.
Because you're complaining about not knowing if the bus is left.
Oh, my God. But that's my game. I like complaining and then having no answer. Oh, let me do it.
The phone's by his ear. He's calling right now. Is there a ring yet?
Why are you calling him with your personal phone? You should call him with our company phone.
No, that's okay.
No, is that's stupid, you idiot, because he's going to not answer anything.
Is it ringing?
Hey, Mike, it's Sean Morash with Evan and Tiki. How are you? How you doing? We were just curious. I saw your tweet earlier. Do we know if the bus has ever freaking left yet?
That Sean is getting an answer right now from the great Mike Puma.
It is 3:28.
3:28.
By the way, I'm on the air right now. You're not.
Yes. Good job clarifying with him. Puma's great, by the way. One of the best.
Great guy.
Wonderful guy.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah, salt. Real salt.
And it's pouring there.
It's pouring there.
Pouring.
An update. Okay.
Coming down pretty good.
All right. It's coming down pretty good. It's raining.
The heavy stuff won't come down for a while, though.
Yeah, there's a window.
The heavy stuff is heavy. What are we talking about? There is no window.
Oh, okay. All
right. And the buses have not left.
That was my
Caddyshack.
Well,
good luck
reference.
With the weather, and I appreciate that answer. What'd you have for lunch?
All right. Now we can move on.
I'm just kidding. I'll retire my
microphone. Can I ask his favorite color next?
All right. So tell us, what did Puma tell you? Go ahead.
Puma's at the ballpark. It's raining very hard. And his only answer was, I'm here. I'm pretty sure the buses have left and they're here.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're pretty sure the buses have arrived at Truist Park in the middle of a rainstorm with a hurricane about to hit Atlanta.
And it's... brisket sandwich was the answer.
You know... Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, the food at Truist is unreal, bro.
I believe you on that.